Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was flying to London to visit my grandmother. It was my first international flight, and the first time I was doing anything like this without my parents. I felt anything but independent sitting in Terminal 4 with 3 hours until boarding. The airport was massive, crowded, and overwhelming. Everyone seemed to know exactly where they were going, except me. I sat near my gate with my headphones on, trying to look calm while anxiety buzzed under my skin. That's when I realized I needed the restroom badly. I looked around for signs but couldn't find any. The terminal stretched endlessly in both directions, as crowds flowed past like a river I didn't know how to cross. I stood up, searching for anyone in a uniform I could ask, when an old man approached me.
"Excuse me, dear. You look lost. Can I help you?"
He was maybe in his 60s, with thinning gray hair and wide-rimmed glasses. He wore a cardigan and khakis and carried a newspaper tucked under his arm. He looked like somebody's grandfather.
"I'm okay,"
I said automatically.
"Are you sure? First time flying?"
I hesitated, then nodded.
"Yeah, I'm just looking for the restroom."
"Ah, well, you're in luck. I'm on the 6:15 flight to London, too."
He gestured toward my boarding pass visible in my hand.
"I'd be happy to keep you company. Make sure you don't get lost."
Something about that felt off, but I couldn't pinpoint what. He seemed nice and helpful, and I was lost, anxious, and 18, pretending to be more capable than I felt.
"The restroom?"
I reminded him. He paused for just a second too long, eyes scanning the terminal. Then he pointed past the food court toward a counter I hadn't noticed.
"See that door behind the trash can? There's a hallway there. It leads to a quieter restroom, much nicer than the main ones."
I looked where he was pointing. There was indeed a door, partially hidden behind a large waste disposal unit.
"Are you sure?"
It seemed like a weird location for a bathroom.
"Oh, yes, I use it every time I fly through here."
He smiled again.
"I'll wait here with your bags if you'd like."
"Nah, that's okay. I'll take them."
I grabbed my carry-on and backpack and headed to the door. As I walked away, I glanced back once. The old man was watching me, still smiling. The door was unmarked, but he had been so specific and confident. Maybe it was one of those hidden airport secrets frequent travelers knew. I pushed the door open. The hallway beyond was dim, lit by flickering fluorescent lights that buzzed overhead. The walls were scuffed and dirty, nothing like the polished terminal. It smelled of dust and old carpet. This didn't feel right. I walked forward anyway, pulling my suitcase behind me. The hallway was narrow, barely wide enough for one person. It curved slightly, so I couldn't see the end. My heart started beating faster. 20 feet in, the hallway ended at a door marked "Storage, Authorized Personnel Only." He had lied to me. Or worse, he deliberately sent me here. I turned around and froze. He was right behind me, standing at the entrance to the hallway, blocking the only exit.
It's storage,"
I stammered. My heart was pounding in my ears. He grinned as if my nervousness was amusing. His eyes raked all over my body as he started walking towards me, whistling some old tune. My palms started sweating as I looked for another exit, but the hallway was too narrow, and there was no way to get past him.
"Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry. I could have sworn..."
He chuckled, creeping closer. He was 10 feet away now. I pressed my back against the wall, clutching my suitcase handle like it could protect me. My phone was in my pocket, but my hands were shaking too badly to reach for it.
Please, let me past.
I whispered.
Yes, yes, in a moment. We're just talking.
He was only 4 feet away now, close enough that I could smell his cologne, something sweet and cloying that made my stomach turn. My throat was parched. His hand reached out toward my shoulder. He was inches away. Suddenly, the door at the far end of the hallway opened, and a security guard stepped through, clipboard in hand.
Excuse me, sir. This area is for staff only.
The old man froze. His hand dropped, and all the color drained from his face.
Yes, I was just telling her I gave her the wrong directions. For the restroom, I made a mistake.
The guard looked between us, his expression hardening as he took in the scene.
Miss, are you all right?
I nodded, not trusting my voice.
Sir, I need you to return to the main terminal, now.
The old man nodded, turned, and walked back through the door without looking back. The security guard waited until he was gone, and then turned to me.
Are you traveling alone?
Yes, first time.
Stay in the main terminal areas. Don't follow anyone anywhere, even if they seem helpful. Understand?
I nodded, tears burning my eyes. He walked me back to my gate and stayed until I was seated in a public area again. I didn't see the old man for the rest of the waiting period or during the boarding, though he'd said he was on my flight. He'd lied about that, too. The flight to London was 7 hours. I didn't sleep, couldn't stop replaying that hallway, his footsteps, his hand reaching toward me. When I landed at Heathrow, my grandmother was waiting at arrivals. She's small and frail at 73, but when she hugged me, I felt safer than I had in 12 hours.
How was the flight, darling? It was fine, Grandma.
I didn't tell her what happened. Didn't tell anyone. I felt stupid for following him, ashamed that I'd been so naive and trusting. But I'm telling you this story now because I want other girls to know. Predators don't always look dangerous. Sometimes they look like somebody's grandfather. They offer to help when you need it most. And if someone tries to lead you away from crowds, cameras, and safety, don't go.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills. We've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
My name is Midzi. I'm 16 and I live with my sister Lucy. She's 23 and has been my legal guardian since our parents died in a car accident 3 years ago. The night it happened, we had just flown back from visiting our aunt in Phoenix. Our flight landed at around midnight and we were exhausted, just wanting to get home. Thankfully, the airport was mostly empty except for baggage claim, where 3 flights had arrived close together and everyone was fighting for space around the carousel. That's when the guy in the blue hoodie bumped into Lucy. He came out of nowhere, stumbling into her hard enough that she fell. Her purse flew off her shoulder, and everything scattered across the floor. His face was half covered by the hood and a medical mask, with only his eyes visible. They were dark eyes that kept darting around. He knelt to help gather her things, but something about the way he moved felt wrong.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Let me help you. Are you okay?
His hands were shaking as he picked things up, holding each item just a second too long. Lucy snapped at him to just leave us alone. He stood up slowly with his hands raised, then disappeared back into the crowd.
Weirdo.
I muttered as I helped Lucy collect the rest of her stuff.
She told me to grab our bags so we could get out of there. We loaded the trunk, and I asked if we could stop for pizza. Lucy said it was midnight, but I convinced her. We grabbed takeout and drove the rest of the way home. When we pulled into the driveway at around 12:40, Lucy reached for her purse, then froze.
What's wrong? I can't find my keys.
She dumped everything out onto the seat, but there were no keys.
Ugh, I must have dropped them when that guy ran into me.
She groaned.
That's fine. I'll go ask Mrs. Whitmore. She has the spares.
Lucy waited while I brought the keys from our neighbor across. Then we let ourselves in. Inside, the house was dark and quiet, exactly how we'd left it. I said I was going to shower off the airport grossness and went to my room. I could hear Lucy's footsteps ascending the stairs. I was grabbing clean clothes when suddenly a shrilling scream echoed, followed by a loud thud.
Lucy!
I yelled and ran out of my room. Lucy was still upstairs, crying and yelling for me to get out and that someone was in the house. I froze in my doorway as she came running down the stairs, moving so fast she almost fell. Her face was white, with eyes wild, and blood ran from a cut above her eyebrow. Behind her, at the top of the stairs, was a man. I squinted and recognized him as the blue hoodie guy from the airport. He was laughing, swinging a crowbar in the air. Lucy screamed for me to run. I bolted toward the front door, but my hands were shaking so badly I couldn't get the deadbolt unlocked. Lucy crashed into me while trying to help. Both of us fumbled with the lock while he came down the stairs. You dropped your wallet at the airport, sweetheart. I was just returning it, just being a good person. His voice was calm and wrong. He pulled Lucy's wallet from his pocket and tossed it on the floor. Aren't you gonna thank me? I went through so much trouble trying to bring it back to you. Found your address, got your key, let myself in to wait for you. Both of you. Lucy screamed at him to get away from us. Tisk, tisk. He chuckled as he kept coming closer. I could sense his warmth. He was only a couple of feet away. I twisted the handle with all my might and finally got the door unlocked. I was about to pull it open, but he moved fast. His hand slammed against the door, holding it shut. We're not done talking yet, girls. Lucy grabbed my arm, and we bolted toward the guest bedroom. It was the only room downstairs with a lock. We threw ourselves inside, and Lucy slammed the door, twisting the lock just as he reached it. The door shook as he pounded on it. My hands were shaking so badly I could barely hold my phone. I told Lucy I was calling 911, and she told me to do it now. I dialed while Lucy pressed the dresser up against the door. I gave the operator our address and told her someone had broken into our house, and my sister was bleeding. The pounding stopped, and everything went quiet. Lucy pressed her ear to the door. We could hear him moving through the house with things crashing and drawers opening. He was searching for something. The operator said police were 5 minutes away. We huddled together behind the dresser, listening to him destroy our home. Then I heard the front door open with footsteps on the porch. He was leaving. The police arrived 4 minutes later. We were still barricaded inside, too scared to come out. The house was destroyed. Every drawer dumped out, cushions slashed, our bedroom torn apart. They dusted for prints but found nothing. He'd worn gloves. The detective showed us airport security footage of a man in a blue hoodie bumping into Lucy at baggage claim, but his face was covered. He said they'd do everything they could, but without a clear image or prints, there wasn't much to go on. That was 6 months ago. He was never caught. We installed cameras, motion lights, and new locks. I sleep in Lucy's room now because I can't be alone. But 2 weeks ago, Lucy found a note on her car with four words and messy handwriting. I still have keys. We showed the police and they increased patrols, but I know the truth. He's still out there, still watching, still has access to our lives in ways we can't understand. Lucy wants to act strong for me, but I hear her checking the attic every night. She's supposed to protect me, but how can she protect me from someone who has our keys and knows where we sleep? I'm 16 now, but I still remember my first flight like it happened yesterday. I was 5 and losing my mind with excitement about going to Disney World. My dad had booked us seats in a row of 3. He got the aisle, I got the middle, and some random woman got the window.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I didn't care until we were in the air and I couldn't see anything. The woman kept blocking my view. I'd crane my neck, she'd shift, and I'd lose the angle. After 20 minutes, I was frustrated.
Dad, I can't see the clouds.
The man sitting behind us leaned forward between the seats. He was old with snaky scars all over his face, but he had this really friendly smile, the kind that made you feel like he was everyone's favorite uncle, and he waved at me with long, crooked fingers.
Hey there, little guy. I got an empty middle seat back here. Why don't you come sit with me? You can have the window.
My mom smiled at him and thanked him. My dad hesitated, but then nodded and told me I could move for just a bit. I happily climbed over and plopped down next to the window. Finally, I could see everything. The clouds resembled cotton candy, and the ground appeared like a toy model. I pressed my face against the plastic and giggled, when suddenly, I felt his arm slide up my thigh slowly. I looked back, and the man was watching me with that same smile, but his eyes looked different now.
Pretty cool, huh?
He purred, flashing his crooked, uneven teeth.
You're such a good boy, so well-behaved. What's your name, buddy?
Luther. I mumbled and went back to cloud staring.
So, where do you guys live? I bet it's a nice neighborhood.
His thumbs started making small circles on my leg. His touch was making me uncomfortable, and his questions felt invasive, but I was too excited about the view to really think about anything else. I told him we came from Ohio, and that we were going to Disney World.
Disney World? That's so exciting! You're gonna have the best time! Which hotel are you staying at, Luther?
He leaned so close, I could feel his breath hot on my ear. I said I didn't know. Maybe the one with the castle. The man laughed, emitting a low chuckle that made my skin feel tingly.
I got a few of those, sweetheart. What's the name?
His hand squeezed my thigh.
Come on, you can tell me. We're friends now.
I don't remember. I snapped, wanting to get away from him, but he blocked me with his arm and leaned in closer. His breath smelled like coffee and something sour. He insisted I stay put, asking me our address back in Ohio and where I went to school. Now I was getting annoyed. I'd come back here to look at the clouds, not answer questions.
Can you stop talking? I'm trying to see.
The man's smile didn't change, but something in his eyes did. They became harder and colder. He told me he was just being friendly, and hadn't my parents raised me to be polite with adults. I told him he was bothering me and tried to get away, but he giggled and tightened his hold. Then he reached over and pinched my cheek hard enough that it hurt.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
His fingers dug into my skin, and he twisted a little, still smiling. You're a cute kid, Luther. Real cute. I jerked my face away, and tears welled up in my eyes.
Stop it!
Luther?
My mom turned around in her seat.
What's wrong?
I told her how the guy kept prodding me and wouldn't leave me alone. The man immediately put his hands up. His face turned into the picture of innocence.
Hey, I was just trying to make conversation. Kids, you know how they are.
My mother's expression changed. She asked what kind of questions I was being asked. I told her everything. My dad was already standing.
Luther, come back here, now.
I climbed back over the seats. My dad's face was scary in a way that I'd never seen before, but it wasn't me he was angry with. The man avoided looking at any of us for the rest of the flight. He pulled out a magazine and stared at it without turning the pages. When we landed and everyone started getting their bags, he practically ran off the plane. He didn't even wait for the rows in front of him to clear. He just pushed past everyone and disappeared. My parents didn't say much about it, but my dad kept his hand on my shoulder the whole way through the airport, and my mom kept looking around like she was watching for something. We got to our hotel, and my dad turned on the TV while we unpacked. A news channel was on. Then, we all stopped moving. The man from the plane was on the screen. His face filled the television, with the same smile and the same eyes. But now he was in handcuffs, being led through an airport terminal by police officers. The news anchor was talking about how he'd been arrested for child trafficking and that he'd been trying to flee the country, how they'd been tracking him for months, and he'd been using flights to identify and target children, collecting information about where they lived and where they were staying. I felt my body jerk as my father grabbed me and hugged me so tight I could barely breathe.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
My mother was crying. I was five and didn't fully understand what I'd just dodged. I just knew the friendly man wasn't friendly at all. I'm 16 now, and I understand what almost happened. I understand that if I'd been polite, if I'd answered his questions, something terrible might have followed us off that flight. My bratty five-year-old rudeness might have saved my life. For once, I'm grateful for that.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No